Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings really help her to see and hear in the Spirit more clearly so she can understand your perfect will for her life. I ask all these prayers, you Father, your Son, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay. So just going through Isaiah 33 and talking about times of judgment and the importance of needing to stay within the Lord's perfect will, okay, and how he's just been talking to his church a lot more in dreams lately, okay, so just going over some basic biblical dream images. If you're dreaming about a certain person, over and over and over again, this person could be the Spirit or Christ, okay? Not always, okay? It can be someone else, okay? And it can be, like I said, these teachings are not ever a one-size-fits-all, okay? They are intended just to be led of the Spirit if you kind of already understand your dreams, okay? But you can always come to us for help if you feel like you have a dream that's important that you don't understand. But I do want to explain that it's not, you know, a one-size-fits-all. But if, for example, a woman keeps dreaming about her ex-husband, this can be Christ, okay? And it's not about the ex-husband himself, but that ex-husband has a certain characteristic or something that Christ is trying to get through to her, okay, or somehow he's trying to connect with her or explain something to her. Bruce Willis, I've seen the Holy Spirit. Okay, he dreams about Bruce Willis because he's showing himself as very violent. Okay, because I don't know if you're familiar with Bruce Willis, but he has all these before. I don't know about now what types of movies he does, but I know earlier that they were a lot of action movies with a lot of violence and shooting and guns, okay? So Bruce Willis being the Holy Spirit, showing himself as strong and powerful and able to deliver someone or people out of the hands of attacks from Satan, okay? And showing himself as a protector, okay? So if you want to be very prayerful, if you find yourself, but they can mean something else. So I want to make that very clear. You know, like I talked about before, it can also be the Whore of Babylon, okay, or something else. So each situation is different, but you do want to be prayerful. If you keep dreaming about the same person on a regular basis, okay, you do want to be prayerful because the Holy Spirit's trying to really talk to you about something there, okay? And he's repeating himself, okay? So you do want to do your best prayerfully to find out who that person is supposed to be in the Spirit, okay? So you can understand dreams like that, because dreams like that tend to have, from what I've seen, a very important message that's very relevant to trials that the person is going through. So I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a really fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and glorifying your Son. I ask all these prayers, you Father, your Son, in Jesus' name, amen.